Four people said they plan to campaign to win election to the Massachusetts Senate seat that until recently was held for over a quarter century by Amherst Democrat Stan Rosenberg. Stephen Connor, a Northampton native and a regional veteran services director, was setting out to run for the Massachusetts House seat of the late Peter Cocott. But when Rosenberg resigned, Connor decided to switch gears and mount a write-in campaign. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Connor.
When I had decided that I really wanted to take all my experience of working with people to then go into elected office in the state house, I had looked at both seats, both Stan Rosenberg's and, the first Hampshire, formerly Peter Cocott's seat. And one of the things that I've done in my career was work with a lot of families and people with disabilities. And I did that throughout Franklin County. But I was waiting to see if Stan was going to run again. I wasn't sure if he was going to under all the pressure that he was feeling. So when he then ended up taking out papers and planned on running, I backed away because I have a lot of respect for Stan and all that he's done, but also personally, he did a lot for me and my family. I had one of my children in a lot of trouble, and we were having a real struggle navigating, getting him help. And Stan Rosenberg even made a personal call to me and did all of that. So there was no way I was going to run against Stan under those circumstances. So I then decided I was going to go for the first Hampshire district. It was a crowded field, but I felt like this was the next step in my life, was to take all the experience and all the work I've done and bring a voice to the state house. When Stan then decided to step down, it was after the opportunity to go out and get signatures. So I really had to think about it. And it felt emotionally really important for me to be with the people that I've been with, the families that I've served from both Amherst and into Franklin County and Greenfield, as well as Northampton. So it just seemed to make sense for me to run. So I did switch.
As a first-time candidate, though, this is the first time you've run for elected office, right?
Correct.
Why pick a state rep seat? Why not start out, kind of closer to home, maybe?
The reason I'm going right for the state house is because that's where my opinion is we've got a great state. Massachusetts is a wonderful state. And state government can be really helpful. But it also can get in the way of things. And I have to deal, and I interact with state government and regulations all the time through most of my career, both with veterans and with people with disabilities. And there are hoops that people have to jump through. There are barriers to getting people what they need. I see it. I deal with it all the time. And I felt like, the next step for me is to go into the state house and be a voice for those that don't get to be heard, to say, look, we can do this better. We can not make it so hard for people who are marginalized. I work a lot with people who are homeless. And, I'm sorry, there's so many people who are a couple of paychecks away from homelessness, or one trauma away from losing everything. I've been there. I get it. And I just want state government to enable people to get out of where they're at, move ahead, rather than be that thing that gets in their way and they can't get what they need. And I could do that locally, but and in a sense, it is local. This is my community. I've lived in Greenfield. I've lived in Waitley, Montague, Northampton, and I've worked in all of these communities. So it just feels like the right thing for me to do.
Since Rosenberg's resignation occurred after the deadline to qualify for the ballot, only one other person had taken out nomination papers to be on the ballot, Chelsea Klein. So how big a factor was it in your decision-making to run that you would have to mount a write-in campaign along with potentially other write-in candidates against someone who's on the ballot in 24 municipalities.
You know, in a sense, it's almost fair because Chelsea came right out. I mean, she was out there and was going to run against Stan. So, you know, it should be a little bit of an extra hurdle for me because I didn't. And again, I didn't because of what Stan has meant for me and my family. So, so I did take that into consideration. It's not going to be easy, but I'm going to go to every community there and I'm going to talk with people and I'm going to let them know how to put me on the ballot, either have a sticker or how to write me in. And it'll be a grueling summer, but I think it'll be a good summer, and I think it'll be great. I can get back to seeing some of the people that I, since I moved to Northampton and have been in veterans issues in a different capacity, and I haven't been to Franklin County in a long time. This will be really good. I do still have connections. I worked at a summer camp, and I worked for the United Arc up in Franklin County. And as a matter of fact, I just left the board of directors of the summer camp to go on to get my master's in school. So I'm doing that slowly as well. But so it'll feel good. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody again.
Anything else you want folks to know about your candidacy at this point, Steve?
I guess I would say I bring a lot of hard work, and I'm going to bring in a lot of wisdom into the race and into the state house if I'm fortunate enough to win. I have worked with people who have been marginalized, and you know, some people don't think that veterans are marginalized, but they definitely can be. When you're in the military, you know, we think that everybody who served, they're all independent and they're strong. And in many ways, they're trained to be very strong and do things. But they've always got a battle buddy. They always have somebody who's got their six, you know, somebody who's got their back. And we need to have some of that kind of idea about our neighbors in our communities that, you know, I don't even care if y'all like their lawn or their car or whatever, but we have a responsibility that we've got to take care of each other. And, you know, the veteran world does that. I get to see that. When it doesn't work, we build that. We make that happen. We can do that for everybody in our community. And that's kind of what I'm looking, that state government can help do and can enable people to do.